the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, it is. Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Former U.S. Representative Ted Poe, bottom of the hour, District 2 Republican, great state of Texas. Appreciate having Ted on. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the House of Representatives, not only on the Democrat side with Hakeem Jeffries, but also on the Republican side with Kevin McCarthy or Andy Biggs, and what the Republicans should be doing, and whether it's good that the Republicans are having some infighting right now. We also talk about what's happening in Iran, where they're fighting for freedom there, and we're saying nothing over here from our government. Also in China, the same thing. Not a peep from our government. We talked to him about all that and then some. We also have more education news. And again, I always have to preface it with this because some of you people get a little bit crazy about this. I'm not saying that teachers are bad as a whole. I think that what teachers do is a thankless job, and many of you do it very, very well. There are people in your ranks that are indoctrinating our kids and treating our kids like their own little sponges for whatever their own little belief system is. And they're not just simply teaching them. They are, in fact, grooming them. And this is happening all across the country. I wish more of you who are good teachers who want to do the right thing would speak out and stop this from happening. We've got that story coming up as well on a Wednesday.
That's the one I've been waiting for.
I love when you're really getting into it because you're like you're crinkling your nose. You're like, yeah, that's the song right there.
Right.
Get that going, which is pretty good. Yeah. Once a week we get a smile out of the chocolate voice. So there you go. That is Kerry Lockie, by the way. That is Polo. That is Sam. We enjoy having you along for the ride today, as always. Thanks a lot for taking the time. So we do have at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be Ted Poe. Great information from Ted Poe. Just really great information because the guy worked in the House for a long time. He knows Hakeem Jeffries, so we talk about that. He knows, you know, the way Kevin McCarthy does things. We talk about that. Really good insight. I hope you'll stick around for that. But I do want to start with this education story. And this is in Louisiana. Is this where this is?
That is correct, yes.
Help me out here.
Yeah, from Fox News, a Louisiana teacher posted on Facebook how confusing students about gender identity was enjoyable. The teacher, Blaine Banghart, is a music teacher at University Elementary School in Shreveport who uses the term MX as opposed to Mr. or Ms. The kids are all confused and asking why I have a mustache if I'm a girl, if I'm Mr. Banghart now, why am I trying to look like a boy, etc., Banghart wrote. I'm just ignoring these questions, redirecting so I don't get into trouble. Banghart continued, though some of the reactions are hurtful, I'm not mad, they're kids and don't mean harm. I'm mostly just enjoying the confusion about what I am. Earlier this month, a Twitter account called Inside the Classroom shared a video from the same teacher saying that allyship was using an individual's preferred adjectives. In March, parents discussed about the teacher's behavior and dress code during a Caddo Parish School Board meeting, which has jurisdiction over university elementary school in March. The debate came after Banghart posted a video on TikTok about the inability to be out at work. I've never spoken here as a citizen or a parent of a student, but I am here today because this is important to me, my family, and most importantly to her. Keith Hansen, chief technology officer for Shreveport, said in defense of Banghart, let everyone see on public record that there are good people here ready to defend other good people from vile, bigoted hate. And proponents of teaching gender ideologies in schools say that it helps maintain tolerance and an accepting environment for LGBTQ plus youth. According to the Trevor Project, an organization that advocates for the inclusion of LGBTQ plus individuals, 1 in 3 transgender youth reported attempting suicide, almost 1/3 reported being a victim of sexual violence, and more than half reported a 2-week period of depression. Fox News Digital reached out to Caddo Parish Public Schools for comment, but has yet to receive a response.
All right, so this is a teacher in elementary school. And do we know if it's a biological man or woman? Do we have any clue?
No.
And the video that I'm seeing appears to be a woman with a mustache. I don't know. I have no idea. But here's somebody who's got, you know, very different hair, pink hair or something, and has a mustache, looks like a chick, and you got to call me Mix, and you can't call me Mr. or Mrs. And we're talking to little kids here. Elementary school, if I recall, was up until I was 10 years old. That was it. So it was, these are people who are 5 to 10 years old, and they, for some reason, have to deal with the mental gymnastics this person's going through in his or her mind. And I think the part of the story that bothers me the most, look, it already bothers me that he or she is confused and they aren't going and seeking the help that they need. But the most bothersome part of the story is where this person, said Banghart, says something to the effect of, I'm enjoying their questions or something. Something like that. I'm enjoying their confusion about it.
Right, yeah.
So you're a teacher and you're enjoying the fact that your students are confused about something. How do those two work together? Because again, my teachers enjoyed when I learned something from him or her. The teachers that I had, or the band director I had, or the baseball coach I had, enjoyed when I did well. This teacher is enjoying the confusion that he or she is bringing to the classroom. And in response, there are people applauding this because we should talk about gender ideology in school to somehow get them used to it. The whole thing boggles my mind. Listen, there are people who have gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria means your mind, your soul, your brain, your being doesn't agree with what you are physically. Because what you are physically and biologically is what you are. But your brain, for some reason, doesn't accept it. And it's a real affliction. I'm not making fun of it. I'm not making light of it. I think people who are facing that should get the help they need to figure out why they can't come to terms with what it is God made them. Instead of that, we're advocating for more people to think they have the same issue. And trust me when I say, these are little sponges, these kids. These kids are only going to accept what the teacher says, what the teacher does. And, you know, maybe I'm a boy too. Maybe I'm a girl too. Maybe I'm an in-between. Maybe I'm a fluid. And at the end of it, you just have more confused people. And this teacher, instead of saying, listen, I'm dealing with something that you shouldn't worry about, just call me Banghart. Don't even call me Mr. or Mrs. Don't sit back and enjoy the confusion. You should try to unconfuse me. You know, my teachers always, growing up, did their best to figure out if I understood the problems presented to me in my schoolwork. And if I didn't, and if I showed any confusion, they would do their best to make sure I wasn't confused. And then I actually learned the lesson and did better and gained from it and walked away with more knowledge than I had. This person is literally enjoying the confusion of the people he or she, looks like a she to me, is in charge of educating. That's not what a teacher does. So, do I want the person persecuted? No. Do I want them prosecuted? No. But they shouldn't be a teacher. Here's somebody who is already confused about who he or she is now enjoying the confusion of students. Just that statement alone should disqualify you from being a teacher. If you're enjoying the confusion, you are not there to educate. You're there to indoctrinate. You should go. The person should never be a teacher, should never have gotten the job, should never be accepted in the classroom again. Oh, you're bigoted. You're prejudiced. No, I'm actually somebody who's making a good decision for the majority of the people in that classroom, the students. They don't need to worry about this confusion about the teacher. They need to worry about 2 + 2 = 4. They need to worry about an F is the first note on the staff. They need to worry about how to hit the ball when you're playing baseball or catch the ball when you're playing football, whatever. They don't need to worry about what is my teacher. That's just stupid. It's to me, it's unheard of to spend taxpayer dollars to have somebody enjoy confusing kids. Your thoughts on this? 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS. Or go to joepags.com. Scroll down, click on contact. We're back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pag Show. We're about 13, 14 minutes away from Ted Poe. Break down what's happening on the left and on the right in the House of Representatives, where he served for a long time. We talk about Iran. We talk about China. Lots going on. Lots to talk about for sure. We'll get into that. I know that you don't float around the Twitter too much, but Jim Carrey said he's going to leave Twitter.
Well, that I did hear about today. Yeah.
Ooh.
How's that going to affect you? Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, you know. The last time I saw a tweet by Jim Carrey, he was complaining about guns in America.
Mm.
And I surmised that he was probably tweeting that from a movie set where he was protected by good guys with guns in America. So I didn't take what he had to say seriously. He's another one of those people that made so much money, it went to his head, and he forgot that we were all his customers. And he decided, you know, I can alienate half the country now. I got plenty of money. Because back in the day, I mean, he's one of the most talented people we've ever had. Back in the day, I watched anything Jim Carrey did. And I just didn't care about his politics. And by the way, he's got a lot to say, being a Canadian in America. He might be American now. I don't know if he got a citizenship or not, but he's from Canada. Decided to come here, make, you know, $15 million a movie, and then complain about our laws and our Constitution. And now he might leave the old Twitters. You hear that your girl is not going to leave, though?
Who would that be?
Alyssa Milano, who, by the way, was great. Mm. Great in Commando. Yeah, she's decided she's not leaving. She said, we will not give in. This is a fight. We will not give in.
So she gave up her Tesla. But yes. She's not going to give up Twitter.
She gave up her Tesla because she doesn't want to own a vehicle that represents authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm.
So she got a VW, which, of course, was Adolf Hitler's pet project in Germany. But why check history? Remember my back and forth with Alyssa back in the day?
Oh, no.
Well, that was fun. Remember, she was backing this John Ossoff guy.
Oh.
Who was running for representative in, I think, District 6 in Georgia. He's now a U.S. senator from Georgia because there were horrible candidates from the right. And he won the election there. But she was backing him. And I on Twitter said, do you live in District 6 in Georgia? Nope, but I'm planning to move there.
Okay.
It was her response to me on Twitter. Right. I said, well, come on the show. Let's talk about it.
Oh,
I'm far too busy. She blew me off or something. And like once a week, every week, I said, have you moved there yet? You moved to District 6 yet? Alyssa?
She didn't move to
Carrie's crazy because that's like 2018. And here we are 4 years later. Guess what? She's never moved there.
Yeah, that is shocking. Yeah.
It is so weird. Hmm. Yet she was advocating for the guy. So thank God we lose a Carrie, but we keep an Alyssa.
Good.
And can I say this? I'm glad she's staying because she does some of the stupidest tweets I've ever seen in my life. She makes my life easier because when I got to go in the air, I'm like, oh man, what did Milano say today? I'm like, oh good. She loves VWs and she thinks that Tesla's bad and VW somehow was not invented by, you know, the guy killing people because they weren't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are crazy. Carry the crazy people.
Sometimes they are. They are.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Yep.
Great, though, in Commando. Great. Just a great job in that. You know, that Ted Cruz, that hump. You know, he stole my joke.
That's right.
When he met her. I just thought that was so rude.
He did.
And I called him out on it, too.
Well, you should have. That was yours. You've been saying that forever.
Know, for some reason, Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz decided to have a tete-a-tete. I have no idea why they decided to get together. They get together, and the first thing he says is, I loved Commando. I loved you in Commando, or something like that. So I have him on my show. I'm like, what are you doing, Cruz? What are you talking about? He burst out laughing. Come on. Don't be stealing my material,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. Get Cruz? Your own. Yeah.
All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts about these radical teachers enjoying the confusion of students in classes that you're paying for. We'll talk to you about that in a second. Meantime, I've got to tell you about stamps.com. Great sponsor of the show. Also a great help to you if you're doing a lot of shipping around the holiday season. Right now, seasonal excitement is happening, or dread, starting to settle in, especially for small businesses like yours. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with stamps.com. Sign up now. You're going to be printing your own postage in minutes. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses, saving you a ton of money. Get access to USPS, UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. A stress-free solution for every small business. In fact, if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all major shopping carts and marketplaces. They make it very, very easy for you. Go there right now and check it out. In fact, when you go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page. Use my promo code PAGS for a PAGS, that's P-A-G-S, for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage, a free digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, enter my name, P-A-G-S, PAGS, and you'll get that deal, and you'll get it right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you, Walter. What's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe Pags, you got me fired up with this story about this teacher.
Yes, sir.
I just swear that the object, when he said that he was enjoying the confusion he's sowing in the classroom, it just goes to prove my thought that the entire episode of this kind of teaching, this kind of undermining is trying to sow confusion and anarchy in our country. And it's being done on purpose by whatever groups that we can think of, but it's not just by accident. And I agree with you 100% about the gender dysphoria, but that is a totally different thing. And these people that are profiting and are promoting this LGBTQ lifestyle is being done just to undermine the United States of America. That's my opinion.
Well, Walter, you and I agree. I don't disagree with you. I think that there is an undermining of this country and our value system that's underway. It's been underway for a long time. That women basically don't exist anymore. Females don't exist anymore. Anybody can be a female. Anybody can have a baby. Anybody can go swim in the swim team. If you're gender fluid, you can do anything you want, including be the nuclear waste expert for our administration. If you're somebody who has gender dysphoria and you're a man acting like a woman, you can go be an HHS and you can go be the first female admiral, although you're not a female. I mean, we are setting first for females that are actually being set by males all across this country. And it doesn't make sense. They're trying to undermine the family, trying to undermine traditional values, trying to undermine religion, trying to undermine the fact that around the kitchen table is where you have discussions about values, not in the classroom. And they're trying to act like they're victims if you don't want this to happen in the classroom. It's very, very strange. Leah, what's going on in Arkansas? Hi.
Hey, I'm a proud refugee from New York.
Nice.
Yeah, about this teacher thing, enjoying confusing children. I think that's sadistic. It's like smacking a baby to enjoy watching it cry or waving a snake in front of a dog's nose and smacking them for sniffing it. What they are doing to our children is disgusting. And every child that belongs to that school, their parents, their caregivers, whether it's grandma, grandpa, their parents, foster children, they all need a letter stating what is happening to them in their school.
We agree. Without a doubt, we agree. We need that. We need parents to take part in school board meetings, grandparents to take part, community members to take part, and don't fear when somebody like the AG Merrick Garland says, well, this could be domestic terrorism because of violence in school board meetings. Screw you. We elected these people. They work for us. The teachers work for us. The buildings are built by us. This is actually our educational system. We should have every say in what happens in the classroom. And if you got somebody here who isn't sure if it's a man or a woman, and somebody here who is enjoying sowing, as the caller said, confusion in the minds of little kids, that person should not be anywhere near little kids. Go flip burgers. Go be a talk show host. Go and drive a truck. Do whatever you want. You don't have any right to be a teacher. We're in some situation in this country where some people who call themselves educators, who are really indoctrinators, think they have a right to be teachers. They don't. Period. End of story. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Do me a favor, stop by. If you like those come on videos, stop by Instagram, Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow. Go do that. Go to joepags.com. You can see the links for the store. Still have time to order some stuff for the holidays. Go and get some gear. Let's go, Brandon. You can get Joe Pags mugs, get chocolate voice mugs. You can do double wrap that puppy. If you don't know what that joke is, it's pretty hilarious. Go and check that out. You got Joe Pags Show stickers as well. And while you're there too, click on watch now. After the show is over, that'll take you to the videos where you can go check out some of the stuff that we've done as well. Keep it here. When we come back, it's going to be former U.S. Representative Ted Poe on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.